This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Amy Ferrarell from Access. Certified Financial Planner Tim Stearns. And Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Let's light this candle. Ready to go? 3, 2, 1. Elwood, buddy, how many miles is Chicago?
312-981-7200. Those are the numbers for MegaPros. Call, text, and photo line. Just got to take a moment at the beginning of the show to recognize something. Go ahead, Neil. Let's just get this out of the way. Hold on. They're not ready. So we will move on to something else and then come back to what I just built up really huge later on in the show. 312-981-7200. They're frantically going, oh, my God, how do you turn the oven on? 312-981-7200. All right. So this is the quick hit part of the show where everybody gets a question. We get the bird up to 165 miles an hour, lift the wheels, and hopefully we don't crash into a mountain here. So ladies first, right? We had an emailer that wanted to talk about the risks and costs of overhead lifts to make it independent. What are the risks and the costs real quick? You probably want to discuss it later, dive a lot deeper, but what is an overhead lift to transfer and all that stuff?
Overhead lift systems are easy to install and very cost effective and can prevent injuries for caregivers and independent users.
Is that in and out of beds, in and out of showers?
In and out of bed, in and out of wheelchair, in and out of wherever you would, in normal areas you would transfer.
Got it. And that's Amy Farrell. Your phone number, Amy, from Access?
630-616-6249. And our website is allaboutaccess.com.
Tim Stearns, how are you, my friend?
Good, David. Thanks for having me.
Email question of the day. This is from Susan out in Plainfield. Had my yearly consultation with my financial planner over the phone. It only lasted a half hour. Felt rushed. Didn't seem to care. Is that normal? How does Tim perform his annual portfolio checkups? Is it annual or biannual for you? How do you do it? Just once a month? Once a year?
It all depends on the client, but I mean, a half an hour seems really quick, especially with what's going on in the world right now. So yeah, that seems really quick.
Portfolio checkups. What do you? I know you're probably going to dive deeper later because you want to talk about portfolio X-rays, but a couple of things that you go over, top four or five things that you review off the top of your head.
We definitely would look at performance, what's changed in their lives and that type of thing, and make sure that they're on page with where we need to be.
Got it. Can we talk deeper a little more about doing a mortgage check on all of your clients? Because what I'm seeing is the experienced homeowners are wanting to either buy a second place or move out of their current place, and they do not have a HELOC, which drives me bat poop crazy. And because it blocks up, it limits their ability to finance, and it costs them more money on their future mortgage because they have to finance more because they don't have any liquidity to put down, or you have to tap out of their assets to put down, which is a tax liability in most cases.
Right, and you just helped me with a new client that I had with that. So yeah, that's definitely something that we teamed up with Team Hochberg to do that. So,
all right, yep. Phone number for our listeners want to reach out to.
1-800-640-2256, 1-800-640-2256.
Mike Houston, Lindholm Roofing. I have a question here from a listener, but this is going to jump it. Had a situation earlier this week. Last week, a couple was going out to buy their first home. I spent literally 6 months fixing and enhancing their credit and paying off their debt. They had like $70,000 worth of debt, which was costing them close to $4,000 a month. So that, which is the equivalent of a $400,000 mortgage payment, they satisfied the $70,000 worth of debt, which enabled them to easily buy a $600,000 home that they were looking to buy, right? Dual income, no kids, dinks. Great credit scores now. They had great credit scores in the past. Now it's even better because they're $70,000 worth of debt. Looked at a home, needed a new roof, okay? Built in the 80s. $500,000-$600,000 home, right? 2,800 square feet. You've been on roofs. You've been in and out of those and on top of those homes. Thousands, if not tens of thousands, in your illustrious roofing career. Home built in the 80s, probably time to look for a roof, maybe 30-year, 40-year lifetime. What is it going to cost this? They walked away from this home because the seller wasn't going to issue a credit. What are they looking at and others looking at listening right now, a new roof for that type of home?
You got to do an inspection. You got to really look at it and see if it really does need to be replaced. But a roof on a home that size, anywhere between $500 and $800 per 100 square feet of roof, depending on layers, pitch, how steep it is, how difficult it is, how high it is, what they choose for a roof, but anywhere between $500 and $800 per 100 square feet.
All right. So what does that mean for an average 2,850 square foot house? A normal roof?
15 to 20,000.
Okay. And they were looking for a $20,000 to $25,000
credit.
And the seller's like, yeah, thank you for that amazing counter offer. We're going to go with the person behind you that doesn't want a credit for the roof. And they didn't get the house. So I just wanted to throw that out there, that these are the things you need to look at. And these are things you need to consider, because once you buy that house, that new $20,000 to $25,000, $15,000 to $20,000 to $25,000 roof is on the buyer, no longer on the seller.
It is.
All right, phone number for our listeners want to reach out to.
773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com.
All right, we're going to come back with Amy Farrell from Axis.
You got it.
I tamped straight. Baby.
Nailed it.
I know. After the break, we're going to come back with my special duck announcement after the break. I figured I don't want to go into the break. And our listeners helped put Team Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago over the top. Wasn't even close. Mm-hmm. But Hanson. We're going to talk about that after the break. We got a little something special. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. After the break, Amy Farrell from Access. Rocky, underdog, coming in at the last minute. Hanson, final results. Team Hochberg, Home Sweet Home Chicago, 2,141 ducks. 2,141 ducks. Our goal was 1,000, then they upped it to 1,250. We pretty much almost doubled that. Lisa Neck, 1,700. Surratt, 1,700. Lou, 1,400. John Williams, 1,300. Oh, look who's last. 1,254, John Hanson. With the last minute duck by third to the last person, 94-95, Hanson coming in trying to get him up. So I just wanted to thank everybody for donating. There is a listener out there, Rita and John from Mount Prospect. Per our conversation today, no, I didn't see the emails, not there. Rita and John Mack, Marlene's friend. Okay, we all know who Marlene is. She's the legend here at WGN Radio. She became friends with these listeners, and the lady kindly donated to us because she appreciates everything that we do. And last but not least, this is a message from Carrie up in DeKalb, who's a PhD, by the way. Hi, David. I had to reach out. I was getting so tired of the other hosts on GN complaining and whining about how you are beating everyone in the contest. I actually texted, said whiners, and reminded them that you are on 3 hours a week, one day a week. Lou has 4 as opposed to 20 hours for the rest. Do the math. They should be killing you. So at the last minute, I bought a 6-pack for you. Good luck. So thank you, Carrie, PhD. In DeKalb and Sycamore. So there you go. Just want to thank every single one of every sponsor of this show. I sent out the duck alert, right? I put up the duck sign. Everybody got a text email. Hey, the show is up against everybody else. We're kind of lacking right now. Can you help? And on Thursday, we bought 900 ducks just from the experts on the show. Every single expert on the show bought a duck. So thank you to every single expert and all of our listeners. Goes to a good cause. But we kicked their rear ends. So I just wanted to say thank you, Mike, you, Amy, you, Frank, donated, you know, all the way down, up and down. Thank you, Tim, for your hearty donation. Everybody but Stephen A. Leahy, who donated to John Hanson. and he told me as I was driving him in last week that he did. So I'd like to thank everybody but Stephen A. Leahy, who didn't buy a duck. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Amy Farrell, let's talk about these overhead lift systems. It's not only for, let's hold on. It's not only for the older community, T, as well, it's for families that have disabled children, mm-hmm. right? How many times we had a caller after Frank announced the grant from the state a couple of 3 years ago, mm-hmm. lady called in and said, hey, my son is disabled, right? When he was younger, 4, 5, 6, 7, I can handle him. Son's going through puberty now.
Right.
He's getting a lot heavier. He's growing, right? I can't pick him up anymore. Yep. Can I apply for this grant for my disabled son? And sure enough, so when you're talking about overhead lifts and to transfer, mm-hmm. it's not just for the elderly. So let's just open it up starting there.
Yeah, and it's not just for a caregiver and patient situation. There are ceiling mounted lifts or overhead lift systems that can work for people independently. I have a lot of veterans that maybe are amputees or paraplegics that use this equipment by themselves, so they don't have to have a caregiver. They can get in and out of bed. They can transfer from the chair to the toilet, things like that. But the reason I wanted to talk about ceiling mounted lifts today was because I think when it comes to the accessibility industry, people focus more on stair lifts or elevators, right? But this is a really important piece of equipment because transfers happen every day and they happen very frequently. You have to get out of your bed and get into the wheelchair. You have to use the toilet. You have to use the shower. So you have many transfers that happen a day, and that could potentially be a caregiver that's lifting you all of those times. Well, what happens if the caregiver hurts their back? And that's your only caregiver. What happens then? Now you can't transfer anymore until they're better. So the whole point is just to show everybody that there are more solutions that exist than stair lifts and elevators in this industry, right? And ceiling mounted or overhead lift systems are one of those options that really make a big difference.
These aren't, I shouldn't say blank. I would assume that these need to be professionally installed. You're not going to sink in like wall, you know, things you put your pictures on, those anchors. You're not going to sink. You're not going to sink.
Yeah, there are solutions like gantry systems that are freestanding, so we don't have to connect it to anything. It's just 2 feet and a rail, and you can move that with you. So if you moved bedrooms or if you moved homes, you can take the whole system with you. So those are fairly easy to install, but also you can take it to a more complicated level where you actually have a track system that goes from your bedroom and it's connected to the ceiling.
Oh, wow.
And it goes from the bedroom and the track runs all the way into the shower and over the toilet. Huh. And, you know, it can become complicated. But if you have a licensed professional like Access Elevator installing it, it's not complicated.
How often do you need to get those systems? So if you go into the ceiling above your bedroom, I don't even think about doing a track all the way to the bedroom. That's genius. If you've got enough clearance to get through the door and get to the shower, that's fantastic.
It's awesome. Yeah, they're wonderful.
Because I'm just picturing my mom, right? May she rest in peace and her memory be an eternal blessing. She had MS and she was in a wheelchair and it was dead weight, right? And when she fell, you know, David and my father and my brother had to pick her up and she had no use of her legs. Forget about it. Okay, so when you're getting somebody like that out of bed or somebody that has to transfer from a bed into a wheelchair, it's very dangerous, not only for the person that's being transferred, but the person doing the transferring. You're in a weird position. You're bent over, which is not the way you're supposed to lift anything.
Sometimes you're dealing with dead weight.
Yes.
Right?
Literally.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Yes.
Yeah. So it makes a significant difference in the safety of, you know, the user and the patient, for sure.
Got a text here, and I'm going to apologize in advance for screwing up a lot of words in this text because they're big, more than 2-syllable words, Tim. David, overhead lifts in the hospital industry have greatly reduced injury to staff from moving patients, especially geriatric.
Oh,
what is bariatric?
So, heavy. So that would mean you
post-surgery.
Your weight
hang on, let me find. Especially bariatric patients post-surgery. What's bariatric mean?
So bariatric meaning like your weight is over a certain amount. So somebody that's maybe 300 or 400 pounds or more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So and we have lifts that can lift up to 600 pounds.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Our standard lift is 440.
Wow.
So that's the standard lift, but yeah, we can go up to 600.
So I learned a new word today.
Bariatric, yeah.
I should go take the ACT over again. Might clear that word on the verbal section. Probably not. Probably screw it up again. But bariatric, all you kids out there, working into a sentence. So what do these lifts cost? I assume depending upon where they're located and how far they're going to transfer the patient, how much, what are you looking at, starting point?
We have simple gantry systems that can go over a bed. In a bedroom that are freestanding that start at around $7,000. So $699.95.
Okay. And what's the most expensive that you've been involved with?
Up over 20. I've gone, we can get into the 30s depending on how far you want to take the track. And, if you're running the track from room to room, we have to open up headers on doorways and things like that. So the more complicated it gets, obviously, the more money it's going to cost. So,
Two follow-up questions.
Sure.
Number one, are there financing options available for our listeners who are over their skis with debt and can't afford to just whip a check out or Zelle you 30 G's or 10 or 5 grand for the system? Is there financing options?
Absolutely. Yeah, we can work that out with you. We'll have somebody from our office call you and they can run you through that process.
Is your population of clients, are they of the older skew, or are they younger? Are more than 50% over 65 years old? Because I just learned yesterday that 10,000 people a day are turning 65 years old.
Yeah, surprisingly, no. That's actually not the mass majority of our clients. It's, there's a lot of people that just have general disabilities that also need this equipment. So yeah, the aging population is there for us for sure. And that's a lot of stair lifts and things like that.
Here's a 630. Do you rent these out post-surgery? And then after I get better, you could take it out. I'm looking to get a hip replacement. Don't want to have to rely on anybody. Can I get it for when I get out of the hospital and rent it from you?
Huh. So it's not something that we do currently, but it's not outside of the realm of possibilities. To be honest, that's the first time anybody's asked me to rent a gantry system, but it's not outside of the realm of possibilities. So it could be up for discussion.
Probably not wise. I'm sure there are nurses and doctors out there going, probably not want to do that after surgery, you probably want to get a little help.
Yeah, if you're using it independently, the apparatus that you would have to use independently requires a lot of upper body strength and pressure on the hip. Mm-hmm. So it might not necessarily be the best option.
Got it. Tim, I know you're looking at me. I've been working out. My upper body could probably handle it.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
I know you were. I saw it in your eyes. Amy,
that's funny. I was thinking that too.
I know, Mike. I saw both of you are on my corner. Left eye is Tim, right eye is Mike, and they're both going, yeah, you could probably do it.
Yeah.
For listeners who want to reach out to you and access, what's the best way to do it, Amy?
Our phone number is 630-616-6249. I always almost give out my personal phone number by
which
accident. Is 630-616-6249. And our website's allaboutaccess.com.
Social Security number.
Never mind.
All right, this is Home Search God. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We've got Tim Stearns from TJ Stearns coming up next, talking about doing an X-ray of your financial portfolio. Coming up next.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Did you get it, Tim? Did you get it out of the way? Good. That was a good voice throat clear there. 80,000 people heard it throughout the world.
There's no way.
that was Tim. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You asked me a question about Stephen A. Leahy during the break, if I've met his wife.
Yes.
Which you're too afraid to ask on the air. I've met his wife, and she is an absolute sweetheart.
I believe it.
Stephen A. Leahy, not so much. And he texted me.
Yes.
I knew you would win. John needed my help. Okay, traitor. So I drive him in every weekend.
I know.
God forbid, right?
He drives himself. He's not on the show?
He just shows up at Mariano's and gets in my car.
comes for the free breakfast.
Well, he had a rough one last week. He had a very short morning, let's say, and he actually had breakfast, which he tied one on the night before. So I'm like, hey, I need you to buy some ducks. I'm in this contest. He's like, I already bought ducks. I'm like, well, thanks, man. He's like, for Hanson. As we're passing Wilson on the way in off the Edens, I'm like, really? So I started pulling off on Wilson. He's like, where are you going? I'm like,
drop you off.
I'm like, come on, man. Why don't you call John Hanson up and you know, just tell them you're at Wilson and the Kennedy and have them bring you in. 312-981 Turncoat. So I asked him then, right then and there, if he'd support me next year, and yeah. So then I called Hanson and woke him up and said, Lee's off the board next year. So I duck blocked him. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's talk about audits. Let's talk about x-rays. That email that we received,
yep,
is really disturbing. If your financial planner is doing a 100-yard dash on you and to review your portfolio, that financial planner should be your past financial planner, right, or your previous financial planner. Can you dive deeper on how you guys do it at TJ Stearns?
Well, I'll give you an example. Last night I got a phone call at 8 o'clock at night. One of our older clients got scammed up in Seymour, Wisconsin. Find that on a map. That's Green Bay. And she was freaking out because she thought she lost $14,000 to some
scammer.
And scumbag. You know, we get phone calls like that all the time. My point is that I stayed on the phone with her for like 45 minutes last night talking her off the ledge.
Friday night?
Friday night. So, I mean, we do what needs to be done. So whether it's that or whether it's an audit of what's going on, you know, a review for the year. But the big thing I'm here to talk about today is that what we're finding when people come to see us is they're not understanding what's in their portfolio. For example, we just had a woman yesterday who had over 90% of her net worth in one stock. Now, she knew it was in there, and it was Apple, which if you know what's happened there in the last 2 weeks, it was a rough road.
Not good.
So thank God we had talked to her that we're getting it diversified. But at the end of the day, you know, with the commercials that say, you know, what's in your wallet with Capital One, what's in your portfolio? Most people don't know that. And she didn't realize that other funds that she had that underlying in it. So she, you know,
so the other funds that she was carrying that she thought she was diversified in had large positions of Apple,
exactly,
which was basically making her sole position of Apple more risky.
Even more.
Right. Got it.
So she had even more in there. And then the other thing is, you know, people, we're always full disclosure with our fees. People think that when they're in a fund, that whatever they disclose to you is what the cost is. Well, guess what? There is trading inside those funds. So I tell people, call whoever you want, Fidelity, Vanguard, and ask them what a trade costs. And when they can't answer that, the person, the minion that you get on your phone.
If you get a person.
If you get a human.
Right.
And then ask to speak to the supervisor, because that person won't be able to understand it. There's no free lunches on Wall Street. You are paying for trading. And they can't answer that. And so what I'm trying to tell people is that, you know, you get what you pay for. You know, we put stop losses in. We're putting active management, because in this volatile market, you need to have that.
Sure.
You need to have hedges on your portfolio. And if you're in your 60s, you shouldn't be just buy and hold. That's not a thing anymore.
We are – the overall market is extremely leveraged. We saw the same thing happen in the 90s with the real estate, in the 80s with real estate, the 90s with the dot-com.
Yep.
And in the early 2000s with the real estate. The experts that I follow online and I read, the amount of leverage and the amount of risk that's being put into play right now that everybody's exposed to is what I'm trying to, you know, is a phrase I'm looking for. The exposure to risk that we have is the greatest it's been
ever
in the history of the stock market.
Agreed.
And every time we've had huge exposures like this, it did not end well.
No.
And, you know, you have the U.S. Treasury bailing out the Japanese yen, which a lot of our listeners have no idea what that means.
Right.
Which means that if the yen collapsed, then the Japanese government would start selling treasuries, which would not be good, which would drive mortgage rates up. So the U.S. Treasury, Bessent, came in to back them this week that nobody's talking about on a grand scale. You look at the leverage that's going on with Wall Street, and it's just a very scary time right now. And to be overextended or into different products that you're not balanced, you could get your teeth knocked out, and you might not even realize that you're missing teeth until a couple of weeks after it's already happened.
Right. And so one of the things we're trying to spread the word to people is that if you're over 59 and a half, yep, you are able to take money out of your 401k, even though you're still working,
mm-hmm,
you're still deferring, you're still getting your profit sharing match from your company, and roll it into an IRA that you can put in stop losses and expand your there's more than stocks and bonds out there.
Sure.
You shouldn't be all correlated to these markets, especially at an all-time high.
Question for you. When you're doing the overall deep dive review, can I add that you please get a copy of every single one of your clients and our listeners' mortgage statements?
Right.
So you could create a spreadsheet. You could easily look up through AI what the value of their home is.
Right.
Get a loan to value, get a combined loan to value if they've got a second, and try to talk to your clients about the benefits of a home equity line of credit or a reverse mortgage, or possibly looking at paying off their debt with a line of credit or a refinance or a reverse mortgage, because I don't think that's covered enough. And the biggest asset that a lot of our listeners have, and I would bet over 60% of your clients, is the equity in their home.
Right.
Right.
And that brings us up to the other thing that we were going to talk about is September 24th at Harper College.
Yep.
We're having you speak to my clients and your listeners.
Yep.
A free, you know, although you are going to provide water.
I'm providing Team Hochberg water.
Which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
You.
That I'm able to bring, but I wasn't able to bring to the police and fire stations in Northbrook 8 weeks before the election because our city manager made up a ridiculous story and lied to me. But that's a whole other story for another day. Back to you, Tim.
So September 24th at 6:30, we're going to have a basically an informational event about, yeah, what you're speaking of. One of the reasons with the HELOC is that way no one can steal your house. I think that's kind of important because,
right,
a lot of my clients own their houses.
Sure.
But also to do a deep dive as to why you might want to have your mortgage reviewed if you still have one. And all the different things that go with that.
Yep.
So that's another reason that we're partnering with you.
Yeah, I'm going to cover three things. I'm, yep, just going to cover the benefit, how to get money out of your house, the three ways to get money out of your house.
Yes.
Refinance,
yep,
HELOC, reverse mortgages.
Yep.
And the risks and rewards for both. I'll be up there 10 minutes for each one, if not less. I'll give examples and answer questions, not selling anything.
Right.
Every HELOC that I send or refer out to Consumer Credit Union, I make zero. I don't make any money on those. Okay, so if everybody's like, why are you doing this? Because it's the right thing for the listeners to do. Okay, listen, we had a mutual client. She owned her home free and clear here in Illinois. She wanted to buy a $500,000 home up in Wisconsin that she's going to eventually transfer to.
Right.
She owned her home free and clear, right?
Right.
I'm like, and she was going to sell her house, and she decided not to sell her house, so we couldn't get a HELOC. If she would have taken out a $400,000 HELOC, Tim, on her $500,000 home.
Right.
She would have been able to put the $400,000 down on the $500,000 home, pay interest only on that money, which is the cheapest money she'd be able to get, go with a smaller mortgage, and her overall monthly payment would be lower.
Right.
And it just, when you come to us at the last second and it's ready, fire, aim, then you go right, with 20% down.
Right.
She's got to tap out her assets from you.
Right, which is a taxable event.
Which it go with the $400,000 mortgage at a higher interest rate.
Right.
It just costs her more money. So let's dive deeper when you're starting to do these x-rays.
Yep.
Please get a copy of everybody's mortgage statement so we could create a spreadsheet, send it back to you.
Got it.
And say, hey, here's an opportunity, here's not, and move forward, because it's really in a defensive mode as well, and also to be in an offensive mode if and when they ever need the money.
Well, that way we cover all the bases.
Yep. Phone number for listeners who want to reach out.
1-800-640-2256. That's 1-800-640-2256.
We're going to take a quick break here. Mike Houston just turned off his cell phone because it was vibrating on the table and it was kind of distracting, but nobody heard it, Mike. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. Mike Houston, Lindholm Roofing, coming up next.
Let's review.
I got a sensitive bum, okay? Just want to throw that out there. It's one of my highlighted features when I'm hired to talk.
What did you say?
You have a bum for radio.
I can't believe that you just said that.
I've never been hired to talk. That's the problem.
Now, here's David Hartberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We got to get a throat clearing company to sponsor the show because
I didn't want to be outdone.
Tim is crushing it today. Tim is absolutely. That's two. So keep it up, Tim. It's great timing. So when the light goes on, Tim, you might not want to clear your throat. So you might want to try to time it before the light goes on.
There's just, a button. There's
right.
a button.
For or that. Just leave the studio, come back in, get rid of whatever up in there, however you got it. I don't know. But it'd be nice to exfoliate it before you come on the air because it sounds disgusting. All right. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Mike Houston, how many roofs have you been on? How many houses have you climbed up?
Thousands and thousands and thousands.
I saw they got you a nice new car. I saw the
Expedition
in the parking lot when I pulled in. Nice job.
Black and beautiful.
It's beautiful. Nice job with the Lindholm on the side.
My mom used to call those the Ford Explosions.
Yeah. Exploders.
The Ford Exploders.
Yeah. Those are the Explorers.
Damaging weather, buddy. This has been a year for weather.
Holy Unbelievable. Yeah. Strange. More and more tornadoes than ever in history. Of Illinois.
Just in this area.
Just
it used to be out in the Plainfield, Joliet, Monee, right out in the Kankakee County area. Now it's getting into Cook County and Lake County. Not that it's okay to go down and start blasting through Joliet and Monee. I'm just saying it used to be out in the out in the further southern suburbs. Now it's coming right through Arlington Heights. And we had one, a buddy of mine belongs to Ravinia Green Country Club in Riverwoods. They had to shut down the back nine because a tornado came through and ripped up a bunch of
trees
there just last week or 2 weeks ago.
A lot of trees fell on homes, a lot of wind damage, a lot of hail damage, tornadoes coming through. I think it was Darien.
Sure.
Yeah, Darien. I mean, they've been Bartlett, Roselle, you know, northwest suburbs.
Don't know why, man. It's just happening.
Well, what are you guys doing to fix it?
Anything we can. We're out there for the people. You call us. We'll come out and take a look. If you think you have damage, if you don't think you have damage, it's always good to have it checked. If you were in a zone where there was a lot of wind, a lot of rain, trees falling all over the place, power out, chances are there's something that happened to your roof, whether it be a simple blow off or a full tree branch blowing through the entering into your living room. We've seen it.
Are you seeing insurance companies backing away from roofs?
They're backing away from whole roofs and basically only repairing the minimum that they have to repair, or if I should say covering the minimum they have to repair.
Are they covering the rest of the life of the roof?
Yes.
So let me explain to our listeners that might not know what we're talking about. Let's say 20 years. Okay, 20. Just use 20 years in this example, right? And you've got coverage for the roof, but you're 12 years into the roof, and your roof was damaged, right? Shingles taken off, a tree went through it, whatever. But they're only going to cover 8 years that was left on your roof instead of the full 20. And only taking like a percentage, that percentage. Are you seeing that insurance companies are backing away that way, or how are they backing off?
Insurance companies typically will allow for actual cash value of the roof, so they depreciate it.
Right.
If you don't do anything, that's all you're going to get. A $20,000 claim, they give you $10,000 up front because they feel that the roof has depreciated 50%. So what happens is if you replace what they approve, then you do get back your recoverable depreciation. They will pay you in full.
Okay. So are they still sending up drones? Are they still sending out, are they sending out inspectors in areas where there was damage, where they've got a lot of clients, like just doing visual roof checks from the ground? Or are they sending drones up and doing a visual inspection to get ahead of it?
All the above. A lot of insurance companies now are sending out independent inspectors, basically a ladder crew. A marginally educated guy with a ladder and a camera, and he'll take notes, and then he'll send all the information he finds to an adjuster sitting behind a desk in Topeka, Kansas.
Okay.
To cover a home in Chicago, Illinois. It used to be 15, 20 years ago, the insurance company would send out their own inspector. Sometimes that inspector would sit in his car or truck and write a check and hand it to the homeowner and say, here you go.
Those days are over.
Those days seem to be over.
Okay, so you get a roof inspector, quote-unquote roof inspector.
Right.
Got Larry on the ladder. All due respect to everybody by the name of Larry who has a ladder, right? They climb up on behalf of the insurance company, okay? They're up there taking pictures. It's not actually walking on the roof, right? And you've been on tens of thousands of roofs. You could tell something about a roof by how your foot is on that roof, right?
And you can.
There's a lot of visual stuff that you can't get from a camera, right? You got to be on that roof, seeing it from a different angle, and your experience. What kind of exposures do our listeners have from those just picturing some guy in Topeka, which we're huge in Topeka. We love everybody listening on the internet in Topeka or visiting Chicago and listening, you know, huge, huge following in Topeka, Amy. Just want to let you know that we don't want to upset anybody in Topeka. But
Topekans.
Topekans.
So we got half a minute before the break here. What type of protection can our listeners do against something like that if it comes back low?
The homeowners always have the option of requesting a second inspection at no additional cost. And if that inspection does not go well, then they have the third option of hiring their own independent inspector or adjuster to come out and take a look at everything. And if that inspector finds anything more than the insurance company found, then the insurance company is on the hook for the cost of that third inspection that the homeowner buys. But if the third inspector does not find anything more than what the insurance company found, then you're on the hook for that.
And if our listeners want to reach out, we got to hit a break. If our listeners want to reach out for home roof inspections or if they have questions, a little more detail, you do residential and commercial. What's the best way to reach out?
773-283-7675 or info@lindholmroofing.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Phone lines are open, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line is open, 312-981-7200. So if you want to text in any questions or text in pictures of your home and you want us to check it out and give you answers on it, do that, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break here, top of the hour, news, traffic, and weather. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We're going to pay some bills and come back right after the news.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Hanson, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Your mom texted in, Tim, said, I taught him better not to clear his throat on the air or slurp like you just did with your coffee on the air either. 312-981-7200. You're getting gold stars. Every single break, you've been consistent. So I'm very proud of you. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Mary, how are you?
You know, I am really good, thank you, but I happened to listen to your discussion and wanted to let you all know that I just finished 7 weeks of anguish because a tree limb, not mine, put a hole in my roof.
Oof.
And the majority of the damage was actually inside the house. However, Lindholm and I have used them before. I called them, and they just did an absolutely outstanding job. Rodrigo Cisneros was my representative here, and I just want to say how fantastic they really are. Very professional, you know, communicated everything, every point in time, all times of day. So I just want to say thank you for a great job done. I really appreciate it.
There are dozens, if not hundreds, there are dozens of roofing companies out there. Why did you select Lindholm?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Somebody had referred me to Lindholm a number of years back because where I live, when we had a hailstorm, I think that was maybe 6 or 7 years ago, I had to replace my entire roof.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached out to them, and they did that job. And sadly, last year, the same tree dropped another limb on my roof. Yes, I wish they'd cut it. And that wasn't as damaging, but Lynn Home repaired that too. So, you know, it's just by word of mouth and all the great things that people told me. Yep.
And for other people that are out there, due to the storm systems that we've had come through this year, which has been crazy.
Yeah.
What would you tell them about keeping Mike's number handy and Lynn Home number handy on their refrigerator door and their phone to call?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to, because just with the storms that happened a week ago Monday, I mean, luckily I didn't have any damage, but all the trees in my area that came down, you have to. I think there's climate change, and this is going to continue. So we have to be, you know, ready for anything that happens. And they are very responsive when you call them.
Mike. Well, thank you very much, Mary, and it's been a pleasure taking care of you, and thanks for that shout-out to Rodrigo and Lindholm, and and hopefully we won't get all this damaging weather. I mean, it's nice for us, I guess, because we can go out there and help homeowners and fix what's broken, but thank you again.
When your guys came and fixed my roof and they were leaving, I said to him, I hope I don't ever see you again. Ha, ha, ha.
But if you do, you know you have the number on speed dial, and they're there for you.
You bet.
Okay.
You bet.
Well, thanks for sharing your story, Mary. Hopefully you don't need to call them ever again. But if you do, at least you know you're going to be getting taken care of.
Thank you so much.
All right. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Do not hang up. Hang on. My wife is absolutely all over me. 17 text messages here. Number one, who's the guy clearing his throat and drinking coffee on the air? And I'm just like, it's Stearns. He can't help himself. And she wanted me to send a shout out to her, my daughter Lindsay, my 12-year-old German Shepherd Sparty, and our two terrorist golden retrievers, Archie and Gus. So I'm doing videos with them because any video with the dog, you get a lot more views. And I had one in my car with Gus in the back. I took him to get neutered. And he had no clue. I'm like,
Poor Gus. Here's
40 minutes. He'll never want to take a car ride with me again. And then we couldn't do it because something with his growth plate. So the next day, I'm like, yep, there's Gus. If you look closely, his testicles are still attached. We didn't get him taken off. And just want to throw it. I bring my life into my videos. Just thought I'd throw that out there. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. She's like, thankfully it was Stearns because it sounds terrible on the air, and I didn't want you to be associated with somebody clearing their throat so loudly. All right, love you too, sweetheart. 312-981-7200. We got to take a quick break. We got Chris from Hoffman Estates, your first out of the box. Then we got Bill in Indiana, your second. We're going to pay some bills, get to the text. We've got some text for everybody. And a special shout out to Mary for calling in to share her experience. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Chris from Hoffman Estates and Bill from Indiana on deck.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I've never heard of that before. Orange what?
Orangeburg. Not to be confused with Hochberg.
Because I do not degrade underground.
That's right.
I stay strong.
Or
break down.
Or break down.
And you can put a camera through me every 5 years after a barium after a barium drink.
Wow.
Clean slate.
Clean slate.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Reminds me of right before the show, Amy said that you have a friend doing a cleanse, a 24-hour cleanse.
Oh, that requires a shot of tequila
right.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Yeah, every morning.
Yeah, that's the alcoholic cleanse.
I'm on that one.
I think it's just an excuse to drink tequila in the morning, really.
Yeah, and then follows up with a bacon double cheeseburger at lunch. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Chris in Hoffman Estates, how are you, buddy?
Doing great. Thanks. Thanks for having the show and talking about roofs. It couldn't have been a perfect time because I'm actually going through some issues with my insurance company right now, and they are not wanting to replace the roof, which the roofer I had out said you need a new roof. So a couple things that Lou Manfredini referred me to, because I told him the issue about a week ago. He said file a warranty claim because you might have more of a warranty issue than an insurance issue on top of it because of the recent storms that came through. But my roofer also referred me to a public adjuster. And so I want to understand more. If you can elaborate more on like the do's and don'ts of a public adjuster and using them. I'm reading the contract that I have in front of me that the roofer referred me to, and I'm a little hesitant to go that route, thinking I might be able to do some of this on my own, but anything that could be, you know, elaborated on with a public adjuster, and looking at their fees and things like that that get associated with trying to help fight the insurance company.
All right, Mike. So what is a public adjuster? How much do they typically cost and who pays it? Go.
So a public adjuster is someone that'll go out and do an inspection independently of the insurance company. That's number one. Number two, they, depending on the size of the job, scope of the work, it could be anywhere from $350 to $750 or more for them. You are on the hook to pay that public adjuster until and if the public adjuster finds damages that the insurance company did not find or that are covered, and then the insurance company would pay the cost of the public adjuster.
Okay. So is it worth it for Chris here in Hoffman Estates to invest in a public adjuster, $300 to $900, to do the inspection, in your professional opinion?
It's a tough call, because if you have had a roofer that has inspected your roof and has found your roof to be in need of replacement, then the roofer should submit those photos, if he took photos, to the insurance company. The insurance company would then send out their own representative, whether it be from the insurance company itself or their own public adjuster, Larry Whittle-Ladder, and they would do an inspection, submit their findings to your adjuster at the insurance company sitting behind a desk in where? Topeka? Or somewhere?
Yep. Yeah.
That's how it typically works. You should not have to sign a contract with a public adjuster until and if you get past the second inspection by the insurance company. Then you find a public adjuster that you hire on your dime until and if they find anything that the insurance company representatives did not.
Okay. So the only thing that I see is something about like a 10% charge, and there's something I was trying to do some research online about, you know, maybe they get a portion of whatever the cost the insurance will pay out. So if they did find more and was able to get more, there, you know, I'm seeing some type of fees, and this seems to be like a state cap on residential public adjusters. Is there anything more on that topic?
That's one of the first times I've ever heard a situation like that, but I wouldn't sign anything before you get at least two inspections from your insurance company. Who knows? You might only need one. They may come out and say, hey, you're right, this needs to be replaced. Boom, done.
Have you done that yet, Chris?
I've had one, and they came back with such a lowball offer and what needed to be done that my roofer was like, listen, I'm so slammed right now, and it takes a lot on a roofing company sometimes to fight the insurance. So that's when he referred me to this public adjuster to, you know, help in trying to speed things along.
Is this something you'd want to take up?
I would love to. We would love, Lindholm Roofing would love to have the opportunity to come out to your house, do our own inspection, give you our report, help you with the insurance company. It's what we do.
Done. There you go, Chris. So you called the wrong roofing guy up front, and Mike will give you a call after the show. Okay, Chris?
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Wife is still listening. Just thought I'd let you know. Getting pictures of my dogs. All right. There. It's great radio fodder. And, some type of suggestive things here. So it might be a good night. 312-981-7200. 312, no pressure release. 312-981-7200. Bill from Indiana, how are you?
Yeah, I've got a property in Indiana, but it's a rental property. The house has been paid for since 1964.
Mm-hmm.
No mortgage on it.
Nice.
But I need to replace the garage and redo the driveway. The garage, there was a tree near the garage that's been taken down maybe 4 or 5 years ago, but a root poked up through the garage floor.
Oof.
And wrecked the foundation on the garage too.
Yeah.
So I got to replace the garage, and this is Indiana, Indianapolis. And since it's done that, I have to totally tear the whole thing down, rip up the old foundation, the old concrete and everything, and I got to move it 3 feet farther from the property line because now they have a 5-foot variance in the city.
How much do you need to do all this work?
Well, the guy, I got an estimate, and it was $50,000. That's a new garage, everything.
Okay.
You know, the roof, everything. And I'm just curious. I could finance it through their thing, but I was wondering, would I be better off to take a equity loan against a house? Would it be cheaper in finance charges or what?
How much? Yeah, it'll be definitely cheaper to pop out a HELOC. How much do you owe on your primary residence?
My primary, it's zero. It's being paid off for 85, since 85.
Okay, how much?
I owe no money on properties. Right?
Okay,
just
taxes. How much is your home worth?
Last time it was estimated through the insurance, about 250.
Okay, what do you do for a living for income?
I'm retired right now.
Okay, and how much income do you have coming in from retirement?
Roughly about a little over $3,600 a month, something like that.
Okay.
With pension and Social Security.
Got it. So the easiest answer for you is to pop out a HELOC against your current primary residence, Bill. Use that money. I assume you've got ridiculously great credit, right? Okay?
Yeah, credit's okay, right.
Okay. Yeah. So you can use a HELOC against your primary residence to pull out, I'd pull out as large of a line of credit as you could get against your primary residence. The closing cost will be, I don't know, about $300-$400. There'll be no prepayment penalty, no closing cost. Use that money to self-fund your $50,000, the work that you need in your investment property, and that'll be the cheapest money you could get. And pay it back as quick as you want.
Oh, okay. And if something would happen to me, the HELOC would be just paid out of the, if my daughter and them sell the house, they'd get them. That's the way it worked then, right?
Yeah, if something would happen
just,
to you.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, because. Yeah. I'm 86 years old, and you never know. But I mean,
yeah.
I feel healthy. I'm healthy, but anything can happen. Otherwise, if it took $50,000 out of the HELOC.
Yeah, I would take out a HELOC for as large of a HELOC as you qualify for. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And
uh-huh.
You only get charged interest on what you take out. So if you only borrow $50 to do the work in the garage, you're only paying interest on the $50. And then make sure you don't walk.
What is the interest on a HELOC right now?
HELOC with your credit, if it's over 730, 731 and higher, you're a prime minus 2, so it's 4.75% currently. And then when it adjusts, it'll be prime minus a half, which would be 6.25% interest only. So it's the cheapest money you're going to find. It's going to be better than financing it through a finance company.
Right, that's what I figured.
Yeah, and make sure that your kids aren't walking behind you when you're going down the stairs because you got a lot of equity. Built up.
Yeah,
just
right.
Saying.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Give those guys, give Neil all your information. I'll connect you with Consumers Credit Union after the show. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, Billy. Hang on, buddy. Yep. They are licensed in Indianapolis. So there's a perfect example. 80-some-year-old guy, home free and clear, investment property free and clear, doesn't have a HELOC on his home. It's exactly what we talked about.
Yep.
Every single one of your borrowers, every single one of your clients should have a home equity line of credit against their home. It is the safest and cheapest insurance policy that when they have a tree that goes down from 4 years ago and the root ball and the roots are popping up inside the garage and he's got a demolition to demolish the garage, he doesn't have to tap out whatever he's got. He's got 3-4 G's coming in, rips out a line of credit. It's costing him maybe, what, $50 for every $10,000 he borrows after it adjusts up. It's the cheapest money he'll find.
Absolutely.
It's really a no-brainer, listeners. I don't understand why more listeners don't have a line of credit. I appreciate Bill calling in and sharing it, so hopefully we could use these type of stories. I had a lady, you want to hear this? 75-year-old lady calls me up. Right? Paid off her mortgage, swore off all their credit card debt for the last 10 years when they retired. Super happy, super proud of themselves. Two trees go through their house. Call me up. They're like, yeah, we'd like to get this. I'm like, tells me how proud they are. You have any credit? No, we don't have any credit. I'm like, well, how the heck am I going to get you a HELOC if you don't have a credit? Right? It would have been nice to have taken a HELOC out when you retired 5 years ago. Right? So it's there. So now when two trees blow over and go through your house, you've got the money to pay the tree removal company, the whatever thousands of dollars, and then the roofing company, and then the contracting company to put your house back together. Yeah, we have no debt, and we don't use credit cards. I'm like, well, that's great. You're a ghost. Now you need debt. Now you need credit, and you're a ghost. It's really not that difficult. All right, we're going to take a quick break. The wife isn't happy with my last comment. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. 570 texter. I don't know where that's at. Bath lift, one word, with a Y power bathtub lift, rechargeable battery operator, bath chair works great. Do you know what the hell this means?
Yes. Yeah. So it sounds like a bath transfer chair.
Okay. Pennsylvania is the phone number.
Lower you down into the tub.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like. They're great in certain circumstances. You know, it's more cost effective than going in and doing your whole shower for like a walk-in or something like that.
Right.
So it can work for a period of time for most people. Yeah.
Got it. My brother called you, Tim, about benefits and stuff like that. You want to talk about, because I know that's a huge portion of your business as well that you don't spend a lot of time on, but you should spend more time on it because I think a lot of our listeners could benefit from the services that you provide.
Yes. So he's a lot nicer, by the way.
Oh, much more charming.
Yeah. Yeah. Steve called me because he was looking to put in a 401k type plan or a simple IRA.
He owns his own business.
That's right.
Daycare.
Dog grooming and doggy daycare. And he wanted to retain some of his employees. So, yeah, we're talking about doing that with him. He's busy, and so we're getting to that when he gets back.
He's got a small business, less than 25 employees.
Exactly.
And
so he didn't need some, hopped up Ferrari type 401k.
Right.
But he needed something so that he can retain his employees. So we're going to help him with that. And the onus will be on his employees to put money away, and then he matches some of their, and then they bear a lot of the costs, and he doesn't have to do that.
Got it. Thank you for that. No 847, hi David, love your show. I live in Wisconsin and own a single family home here. Can I get a HELOC through your company? Thanks. You don't get a HELOC. Yes, you can get a HELOC through our company, but our rates are not as good as Consumer Credit Union. Our closing costs are higher on a HELOC, that is, than Consumers Credit Union. We're not set up to turn and burn HELOCs like Consumer Credit Union is. So I could get you one, but I much would rather refer you out to the team we have set up at Consumers Credit Union. And reminds me of a story, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPost call, takes some photo line. Received the call last night, talked to him like 6, 7 o'clock, like you. He's a retired, two retired teachers, own a $800,000 home here in Illinois. They're going to stay here for another year and a half for whatever reason. I think his wife's still working, sorry. He's retired, wife's still working. They own a home free and clear up in Wisconsin. So they got two homes. Okay. So wife's working. He's retired. A lot of credit card debt. And he wanted to know, he's going to be selling his home here in Illinois in a year and a half. I'm like, okay. He's like, what do you recommend? He's like, I want to do a cash out refinance. I'm like, why would you want to do a cash out refinance? He's got $40,000 with credit card debt. It really doesn't make sense. Do a HELOC. I'm like, take out a HELOC up to $100,000, whatever you qualify for against Illinois, because that's your primary residence. Use that to pay off your debt, which would save him about over $1,000 a month, right? Okay, pretty good so far. He wants to do some renovations on the current house before he puts it on the market. I'm like, great. Use the HELOC to make the renovations. As you borrow more, it's more of an interest rate. He's like, yeah, but I don't want a payment. I'm like, then you got to go with a reverse mortgage, and it's going to cost you about $12,000 to $15,000, and you don't need it. Use your HELOC to make the payment until you sell your house. And I had explained it two or three times, right? He's going to borrow 40 to pay off his debt. He's going to do 10 to 20 to do perfume on the pig. So he's got another 40 available. Use that 40. He's not going to use the 40 over the next year, year and a half till he sells it to make the mortgage payment of $400 to $500 a month, right? So he adds another $6,000 to $10,000 onto the HELOC. But it's not impacting. So he's eating his current equity out of his home while he's not cannibalizing his current inbound income that he's using to carry to property taxes, two cutting grasses, snow removal on two homes, and home insurance, and then two cars and everything else. You're just moving money around the board here. He's like, oh, I get it. Boom. So yes, we do Wisconsin and whatever states CCU is licensed in, we could help you. 312-981-7200. Mike, 630 at 11:26 this morning. Is $40,000 reasonable to replace a roof on a 1,700 square foot home?
I'm going to have to go just on the limb and say no. It's a tad high.
I disagree with you. It is reasonable for the roofing company that was probably bought out by a private equity company to charge you $40,000 because the owner that used to be local and used to be second, third generation like you guys are would never do that to a client, a listener. But a private equity firm would try to get that $40,000 on a 1,700 square foot house.
They would. They right? do.
And people still think they're dealing with the original owners, but you have to ask, you know, who owned your company? Because these private equity firms that are coming out, they're rolling up plumbers, they're rolling up electricians, they're rolling up
HVAC, roofers.
Roofers.
Yeah, everything.
Basement flood people, Roy's.
Dog walking services.
Everything's getting rolled up by the private equity firms. What does that mean? Wall Street's coming in, buying up these companies, putting them all under one umbrella now, and the local family-owned business touch that you had and the protection that you had because the local businesses that live in the community that have been servicing the community for the past 50, 70, 100 years would never do that to their existing client base. The Wall Street people coming in that bought out these companies could give two beans and they're going to throw it down your throat and get as much as they can.
That's a fact, Jack.
But okay. this is why you
get your industry too.
Yeah, right. This is why you get three quotes. This is, you don't just take the first quote that somebody gives you and run with it. You have other people come out so that you can see me face to face or Mike face to face and know, like, hey, we got your back. We're there to, you know, essentially sell ourselves to you and make sure that you understand that we got your back, right?
Sure.
So you get three quotes.
And be fair and equitable.
Exactly. But that's why you get three quotes. I don't care what you're doing. Get three quotes because if I come out and you have two other companies come out, I guarantee you're probably going to go with me.
I got
you know what I mean? Because you're going to trust me.
Well, that reminds me of a Rocket Mortgage story coming up. But Tim, your industry is getting rolled up too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've had private equity come to my doorstep, and that's not a
It's
thing
different
that
when you get rolled up then as opposed to Tim Stearns, TJ Stearns calling you.
Right.
It's a lot different.
Right, and that's why I'm bringing my kids into the industry,
right.
Because I want to keep it in-house.
It's not you got to hit these bellwethers, and you got to right. sell this, and you got to hit this revenue mark. You know, listen, if I did that with my team, right, Rocket Mortgage just came out with record, just did bazillion dollars worth of loans, okay? I talked to another young man out of doing a loan with them just yesterday, right? He's got a 15-year fixed loan at 6.25. They wanted to put him into a 15-year fixed loan in the high fours, low fives. I'm like, yeah, sounds great. Call him up, ask him how much it's going to cost you. $6,000 to $9,000. Another rocket explosion on the rocket pad. Okay, I'm their worst, marketing because I'm the anti-marketing. I'm like, what are they selling you? Let me guess that you're going to save all of this money in interest payments. Okay, great. You're refinancing at the highest point in a year. Rates haven't been this high in over a year. Okay, this is the bellwether, the high watermark for interest rates in the past 12 months, and they're going into everybody, oh, you're going to save this, and you're going to roll it in, and you're going to save all of this interest. True, but you're going to pay $6,000 to $9,000, and now is not the time to be refinancing, in my professional opinion, unless you got a lot of debt, and you got to pay off debt, like I'm helping a VA guy, a veteran who's got who drives a truck who's listening right now, who's got low credit scores. His only option is to take out a VA loan because they're not as credit sensitive. And we're going to save him about $1,300 a month. Couldn't get him a HELOC because his credit scores were too low, so I had to go with the VA loan. We waived all of his origination costs, Mike, because we take care of our veterans and our police and firefighters. But that's a perfect example, Tim. They don't give a crap about your clients. They're just trying to make numbers and hidden revenue marks, or else their stock and their investors will get mad.
Agreed.
It's disgusting. So this $40,000 job on a 1,700 square foot house, yeah, it's great for one person, the salesperson that's selling it.
Yep.
Not the homeowner.
Yep.
Scary.
That's all that's out there.
And they're going to walk away from you, and they will never look back.
No.
They won't answer your phone calls. They'll take your money. That's
dust and taillights.
Yep, exactly.
Talk to business owners. We have them on this show that sold their company out and see the level, the difference in the level of service between when they own the company and the company that they sold out to. Talk to them face to face and they'll tell you they're embarrassed at the level of service and what the new company is trying to do under their name to their database and their clients that they've had for generations.
And their employees that actually did care about their clients.
And their employees that are no longer at that company working for a competitor.
Right.
Phone number 312-981-7200. I don't know why I just asked myself the phone number. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break here. Come back after these messages. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line.
Home sweet home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. Well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Lisa in West Chicago, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Love your show.
Thank you. Great start.
I have a question. I was going to look into a HELOC loan. Our house is in trust, in a reversible trust. Does that cause a problem?
In a revocable trust.
Revocable, yes.
Yeah,
revocable.
That is not a problem. That is not a problem. And okay. I could introduce you to the team at CCU, and they'll take care of you.
Okay, great.
How much do you owe on your house?
It's paid off.
Paid off. How much is your house worth?
I'm going to say about $350.
Okay, so $350. It's simple math, right? Okay, you ready for the math?
Sure.
Okay, because it's super exciting. Paper. Math on the radio, nothing gets people going more than math on the radio. 80% of $350 is $280,000. Okay?
Okay.
You could take out up to a $280,000 HELOC if you qualify, but you're going to need an appraisal. Right, which will cost you about $500. If you could live without going for the extra 30, they'll go up to 250. You don't need an appraisal. Anything over 250, you need an appraisal. Is 250 grand enough in a HELOC for you?
Yes.
Good answer.
Definitely.
Okay, so I'm going to introduce you. Now, the other question is this, Tim. Okay, if she owed $100,000, right, on her home, then you'd qualify for $180,000 because there was a text. Can I get a HELOC if I have a mortgage instead of my home paid off? Yes. So the math here is if Lisa had a $100,000 mortgage on a $350 home, 80% is $280, right? You back out the $100 that she owed, and she'd qualify for, if she qualifies with income and credit, for $180. But since she owns her home free and clear, she could go to 280, but she'd have to pay for an appraisal if she gets a HELOC greater than 250. So if you could go up to 250 and you're good with that, we'll make the connection for you and they will take care of you. It's about $300-some in closing costs. There's no annual fee, okay, which is huge, and there's no prepayment penalty, which is also huge because a lot of the big banks charge you early termination fee, $300 to $500, and a $75 or $50 or $100 annual fee just to get a little juice out of you. They charge you their expenses up front so they don't have to hit you throughout the process.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep. Sounds good.
Done. You're awesome. Any other questions? You want interpersonal relationship? How to upset your spouse before a game night like I just did tonight? Not a smart move.
No, that's all right.
All right, no problem.
Just, nothing upsets him.
Yeah, well, I could tell you one thing, but would have to be off the air. All right, so hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, all right, Lisa?
All right, thank you.
All right, hold on. Oops, hang on. Sorry, I cut you off, Lisa. Did you have something else to add? I didn't mean to cut you off.
No.
All right.
No, I just said have a good day.
You too, my friend. Hang tight for Neil to pick you up. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Tim, 35 years old, starting out, have $10,000 to invest, want to start dollar cost averaging. What do you recommend from the 708?
What I'd recommend is getting on it. A lot of people talk about doing that, and give us a call at 1-800-640-2256 and we'll help them.
All right. One more time. Phone number?
1-800-640-2256. We can set them up with a monthly, you know, payment that they put into an account, and it's always liquid and they can get it out if they need it. But the power of compounding is always good for people.
Amen. Love you. Love your show. My mortgage is paid off. No HELOC yet. Do I need a home inspection to get a HELOC? If interest 6% and goes down to 5%, am I stuck at 6% interest rate? I live in Ravenswood. Okay. So, Amy, we talked about this during the break. The interest rate is based upon the prime interest rate, which is what the Fed controls. The Fed just said a couple weeks ago, Fed Chair Warsh said that he was going to keep, they weren't going to adjust rates. We talked about it last week. Bond market didn't like that. The traders didn't like that. Interest rate shot up a quarter to half a point after he said that. Okay. Prime interest rate stayed the same. So interest rates right now are at 6.75. If you have greater than 731 credit scores, 731 or greater, you're at prime minus two as the start rate, and then prime minus a half. I dare you to find something better than that anywhere in the United States, with a small acquisition fee, no prepayment penalty, and no annual fee. You can't find it because it's not there. So you do not have to have your home paid off. You do not pay anything on the line of credit until you take the money out, and that's your money. You could do whatever the heck you want with it. Doesn't matter. If a tree falls through your house, you could use that to fix the tree. If a root ball pops up in your garage like our friend down in Indianapolis, you could stroke a check for 50 G's to knock the garage down, remove the root ball, and build the new garage 5 feet off the center, whatever the hell he was talking about.
Three feet,
you know, but whatever it was. Okay, whatever the code is. He's got the do-re-mi to build whatever the hell he wants. He's got kids that, you know, probably looking at all this equity, thinking that, you know, how are we going to off my dad here to get access to all that money? 312-981-7200. I want to look behind him. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Biggest mistake that people make, other than that we got 30 seconds before the break, when doing home improvements with mobility in their homes.
The biggest mistake?
Yeah, other than not getting 2-3 quotes.
I would think that is probably just pulling the trigger too fast without being educated about the decision that they're making. You know, you want to get all the information that you can and give all the information that you can so that you can make an educated decision on the product that you're buying. You know, so we are very good at that. That's kind of, we're education forward. So anytime I come out, I'm going to explain the piece of equipment. I'm going to get as much information about your specific mobility issues so that we can make sure that you're getting the correct product. That you can purchase the correct product.
Did you leave Frank enough water and food to when you get back to the house and unlock him? Because he was supposed to be on this week, and then all of a sudden you show up, and we just figure you got him under lock and key in some padded room someplace.
He's in the attic of the warehouse. It's sure. A little hot up there. He does have a gallon of water.
Gallon of water?
Yeah.
And a transistor radio to listen to the show.
Yeah, he is listening.
And a bucket and some toilet paper.
You treat Wilbur better.
Yes.
Your dog.
Wilbur's
a
King
lot
Wilbur.
Cooler. Let's just cut it.
All right, we're going to take you're getting a little sweaty over there. You're like, you okay?
He's getting ready to clear his throat.
We got to hit a break. Tim's got to clear his throat. 312-981-7200. Is your wife listening still? Is she still?
Of course.
And your mom?
My mom and my mother-in-law.
And her Mahjong playing group or the Canasta playing group?
They all are, yes.
Okay. 312-981-7. We've got to keep all segments happy. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We got the CenterGuard mailbag coming up after the break. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This portion of the show, we moved the mailbag to this part right here. So the mailbag is right now sponsored by CenterGuard, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch my pipes, Amy, that are in my house. So I want to start out with some listener, how we help listeners. Okay. Unfortunately, I couldn't help this listener. He wanted a HELOC. I said, okay, it's a good start. I know what you want. Lives in a $600,000 home with a $200,000 mortgage. Okay. So far, so good. He's got a pension. It sounded like you put cream in that coffee. Was that, it sounded like when you were sipping right there, Tim, that was cream. Was that cream in there? No. Okay. So we've got a We've got a retired guy who's got a second job. He's got 60 G's from his pension. He's got 20 grand from his wife's self-employed job. So we've got income, got a lot of equity. Challenge is he had 9 months without making a mortgage payment. So his credit score is at 570. So even though they didn't go into foreclosure, they're in foreclosure status, and they got caught up because he got another job, right? He retired, then found trouble. He had trouble getting a job. And then when he found the job, he was already 9 months late on his credit, on his mortgage. So his mortgage is completely blown up, and he has $80,000 worth of credit card debt. Listen to the show all the time, probably listening right now. So the point of this is, Tim, when we talk about doing financial analysis, if this guy was one of your clients, right, if this listener was one of your clients, yep, and we did the mortgage analysis and see that he was working, he doesn't have a HELOC, he could have had a HELOC in this case, he could have used the HELOC to pay his credit cards and housing expenses, not destroy his credit, not get down to the 500s, not disqualify himself from a mortgage for at least 12 months, and be in a much better position for him and his family. That's why the mortgage has got to be a key center stone, cornerstone for every future portfolio analysis that you do. Because if this guy, if this listener was one of your clients, which he's not yet,
right,
you would have said you should have gotten a HELOC. He had the HELOC. He wouldn't have been in $60,000 worth of credit card. He would have lived off the HELOC until he found a job, which he did. And then instead of paying his mortgage company to get his home out of foreclosure status, he'd be paying down his credit card debt. Right, he'd be paying down his HELOC that he used to pay to live off of, and not have a foreclosure on his credit report, which is going to be with him for the next 7 years.
Right,
just very frustrating. So please, when we do future analysis for your clients, or when we, like I work for you, right, or I'm part of your team, but when you do it, it's got to be a focal point, because this gentleman could have saved his home and not been in foreclosure status. So that's just one thing.
I agree.
All right. So we got that. And then we talked about the guy from Rocket had killed another Rocket deal 3 weeks in a row. Father listens. Son was serviced by Rocket. This guy called up and said, they want to take me from a 15 at 6.25 to a 15 in the fours. I'm like, it's impossible. It's not there. They're going to jam you with a bunch of closing costs. And they were. So put another bullet in another deal for Rocket. So if you're getting quoted by Rocket, they own 25%. Of the mortgage industry. They service 25% of the market. I don't know how that's not collusionary. I don't know how that's not anti-competitive. I don't, not with this administration, but hopefully in a future administration, somebody says somebody owning 25% of the servicing rights is a little crazy, and they just hound the crap out of you and they beat you down. So if you're getting quoted by Rocket Mortgage, please send me the loan estimate so I could explain what's going on. And maybe it is a good deal. Most likely it's not. And if Rocket Mortgage wants to come in here, open seat any Saturday, 10 until 1. Jobs numbers came out. Drop it there. I want to thank Fox News for the job numbers. 5,000 whole jobs. So here's a fact from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the government job numbers. President Biden's last 19 months, he created, his administration created 2.7 million jobs. President Trump, the job creator, according to the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, these are government numbers, 542,000. Tim, you're a numbers guy. Is 542,000 greater or less than 2.7 million?
I was told there wouldn't be math today, but I would think that that's not a good number.
Okay, so there you go. So we're going into some nasty, nasty things here, folks.
Bad water.
And you better be prepared. You better be balanced. That's why you're on, Tim, and get those portfolios analyzed.
Right.
Make sure they're balanced, because I am telling you, I'm not Notre Dame here, and I'm not raining, you know, frogs and locusts, but open your eyes and see what's going on. There are people losing their jobs left and right. Hackney's, for God's sakes, after 20.
Gosh,
Hanson's here. How you doing, Hanson? Hackney's, after 70 years on Lake and Waukegan, going out of business. Okay? 70 years in Glenview. Staple. Going out of business. And here, I'll leave everybody with this. America's biggest home builders are slashing prices. Lennar has reduced its average selling price from 511 G's to $377,000, nearly a 25% decline Wow. inclusive of incentives. D.H. Horton has cut their prices nationally. This is a national basis. 415 G's down to 366,000, 12% decline. 4 years ago, this would have been hard to imagine. From 2019 to 2022, Lennar sold homes for more than $100,000 above D.R. Horton, with prices for both builders surging. Today, after 4 years of price cuts, they're selling homes for nearly the same price. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. You better be prepared for what's happening. And the indicators are not good. The job numbers are not good. The inflation numbers are not good. No matter what anybody in Washington wants to tell you, everything is candy canes and sugar cones and lollipops. Okay, talk to the people that are, like I do every single day, between $30,000 and $130,000 with credit card debt. They're bleeding out of their ears, their eyeballs, and their nose with their debt. We got some bad things coming up, and you better be ready for it, because I went through it three times in this industry. 26 years last Saturday was my 26-year anniversary in this industry. I've seen the peaks, and I've seen the valleys, and I've seen warning signs that we're going into another valley, and it's scary as crap. So brace for impact. That was the CenterGuard mailbag, sponsored by CenterGuard. We're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGM. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This portion of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by Consumers Credit Union. I talk to them about it every single week, ad nauseum on the show. They have auto loan rates as low as 4.49% if you qualify, and home equity line of credit rates as low as prime minus a half for those with credit scores over 731 and above, with a starter rate of prime minus two if you qualify. 312-981-7200. Catherine from Plainfield.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you. Okay, I'm calling about, I had Access come out and put grab bars in both of my bathrooms. I'm 86 years old, and they did the most wonderful job. Perfect. And John came out and measured, explained to me what I needed. Then Gil came out and installed the grab bars. And I told Gil I would give him a shout-out. What a cute young man. Did a perfect job. Left no dust. You wouldn't even know he was here except for the grab bars on the wall. Beautiful job.
Wait, were the grab bars for you or for somebody else, Catherine?
For me. I'm 86 years old, and I'm going to have surgery, I think, and I figured I'd better get some grab bars up there.
And what did those grab bars do for your peace of mind wherever the grab bars were located? Where did they have them installed? In the bathroom, by your bed?
Oh, both. Two bathrooms. One with the bathtub with the shower, and then the other one with the shower stall and also a tub. I had four or five grab bars installed. Beautiful.
And what did that do for your peace of mind?
Oh, comfortable. I just feel at peace. I mean, to be excited over grab bars, I mean, it's just wonderful. I mean... Peace of mind. I don't have to be afraid to go in to take a shower anymore, you know?
Well, if you get excited for grab bars, you might be a future girlfriend of mine. You've got low levels of expectation, so that's fantastic. Are you open for soon-to-be 60-year-old married man, or is that something you'd entertain?
Nah.
All right.
Not right now. Maybe after I have my surgery.
Yeah, let's get the surgery out of the way, Catherine.
We'll see.
Amy?
Catherine, yeah. Thank you so much. And I want to make it clear that there's no job that's too small. You know, these are the types of things that can make a really big impact. And I'm so happy to hear that it did make an impact on you and you do feel more comfortable.
It did. It's almost like I'm in tears over grab bars. I mean, so happy. And they made me feel so comfortable. They're so kind and professional, which is unusual in this day and age. I hate to say, but wonderful company. Wonderful, wonderful.
For others that are listening, Catherine, there are a lot of companies out there that do what they do. What would you tell them about calling Amy and her team and Frank and their team?
Oh, call them. They're just they're wonderful. Just wonderful.
All right. There you go. You can't get any better than that. So hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. And when's your surgery? So I know I'll give you about 8 weeks to heal. Then I'll give you a call.
Jeez. In October.
All right. So maybe February. Okay. Is that cool? I'll circle back in February. All right. Yeah, we'll go. Okay. Yeah, we'll go ice skating.
Thank you.
Don't worry about it, Catherine. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Or sledding.
All right.
Sledding's good too. 312-981-720. Jim, you got a roof question? Carol Stream, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I have a question for Mike. Recently, I had a roof put on my house, and they were going to come later to do the gutters. He came by and he said, "I'm going to put gutters on there, but I'm not going to be able to guarantee these gutters unless you put gutter guards on there, because we have a lot of trees that are going around." My concern is that, one, I don't know how this works in the wintertime if the snow melts and goes into these little holes. And I clean my gutter every year. What would he suggest that I do with these gutter guards? And what would happen if I don't get these things cleaned out every year?
Well, Jim, if you don't get your gutters cleaned out every year, especially if you have a lot of trees around the house, the gutter's going to weigh down. They're going to break off your house. They're simply not going to work, and the gutters become useless. On the other hand, for someone to tell you that they can't guarantee your gutters because you've got trees around the house, that's kind of ridiculous.
Isn't that the reason you want them in the first? So the leaves don't get in there? Right? Isn't that what the gutter guards are for?
He couldn't guarantee the gutters, you know, the function of the gutters, put gutter guards on.
Oh,
there.
Got it.
He was just trying to upsell you. Gutter guards help. There's no question. There's good ones. There's bad ones. I've never found a gutter guard that's real good against pine needles. Those just find their way in no matter what. But for the most part, gutter guards are helpful. But for him not to guarantee your gutters because you didn't put gutter guards in is a little ridiculous. Just keep them clean, stay up with the maintenance, or just get the gutter guards and live kind of maintenance free.
Okay.
All right, bud.
Mike, does your company give veteran discounts?
Yes, sir, we do.
What branch? Okay. What branch, Jim?
Army.
All right, well, if you were in the Navy, it would be more, because Mike's a Navy veteran. But
well,
I was thinking just the opposite.
Oh, ouch. Shots fired.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, Jimmy. Well, thank you for your service, Jim, in all seriousness. And Mike will follow up. Our Navy vet will follow up after the show and get some scheduled. Okay, buddy?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, and thank you for your service. Hang on for
thanks,
the
Mr.
Floor Cleaning product. Jill, divorce question. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Great. Is this a congratulations? You're going through a divorce, or I'm very sorry to hear that you're going through a divorce.
Right. Congratulations.
Oh, congrats, Jill. How can we help?
Well, I'm just in a situation where the house is under my name, and I actually did just start a new job, and I'm just kind of trying to figure out how to. I have a good interest rate right now, but I don't know if they're going to make me refinance it. I don't know. My mom and my mother heard you on the radio or heard you about you somewhere, and she actually called you and just handed me the phone.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I'm not really sure.
Okay. No problem. Well,
what you do or how you help her.
I do everything. And your mom is the smartest lady on the planet. You should kiss her and hug her after hanging this. And by the way, I'm everywhere, Jill. All right. So hold on. Did you get the home in the divorce? Yes or no?
That we haven't finished yet.
Okay, are you going to get the home in the divorce?
I think so.
Do you have to give them any equity out of the home for the final settlement? Yes or no?
I won't know, but I would think not.
Not. Okay, so then why would you have to refinance? Do you have a lot of debt?
Together we do. I think that he's going to yes, there's that, yes.
How much debt is it going to be that you have to satisfy after the divorce, ballpark, including your divorce attorney's fees?
I have absolutely no idea. Should I wait and call you back when I have all these answers?
That would probably be a good idea. So here's what we're going to do, Jill. Thank your mom and give her a hug, because she loves you and she's taking care of you, and I will take care of you. Okay. And we'll talk more. I need a lot more information. I got 40 seconds before the break, but I'll take care of you. Okay.
Okay. I'll call you back.
Yeah. Well, hang on. Neil will pick you up. Don't move. 312-981-7200. There you go. I get that all the time. Sit with my mom. My mom just handed me the phone.
and you're on the radio.
I'm on the radio. Well, it doesn't happen that, but like during the day, I'm like, hi, how can you help? I don't know. My parents just told me to call you. I need help. And they said, I trust you, and you're the only guy that they trust to help me. What's the problem? And 9 times out of 10, I qualify that question, because one time I told a lady, congratulations on your divorce, because mine, I was doing backflips. I left skid marks on my car. I couldn't wait to get out of Valparaiso when I got divorced. It was one of the greatest days of my life, next to me getting married to my beautiful smoke show wife this time around and the birth of my three beautiful kids.
You're trying to save it today. I
thank
like
you.
It.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. see that where I'm going good. With
that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Boom. Well, so I told her, congratulations, and she started crying, like bawling. I'm like, okay, now I have to qualify that question. So now when anybody calls Tim, I always ask, is it a congratulatory divorce, or is it I'm sorry, and I do it like that, and they're 9 times out of 10 congratulations. I'm like, damn straight, let's go, girl. All right, 312-981.
So empathetic.
I am.
I love it.
It's sales 101, baby. Listen to your client. 312. All you young sales professionals out there, don't stop.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm just because you're young.
Because you're young.
312-981-7200. Take it, sister.
For the win.
All right.
You were
I
just
am.
Complaining that I called you an old lady before.
You did. 312. Like
well, we had a young lady.
You're
here.
You're a puppy.
That's right. Oh, well, here we go. All right, HR. 312-981-7200. Next, our HR on line 12. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. And I heard that John Hansen might be walking around the halls, like, sulking and crying. He might be making an appearance in the next 15 minutes. I'd like to welcome John Hansen. I told you he was the guy with the bottle in his left hand. He finally made it to the studio.
I did. I've been sulking my wounds all week.
He shut down the entire, whatever the roadway was, the earlier today.
I don't remember.
And we identified you by holding the bottle in your left hand.
Yeah.
So there was somebody. I'm like, it's Hansen.
That was me. But I'm here still at work. It was.
How you doing?
It's tough getting last place in a race for charity, mm-hmm. a duck race, especially when I led for much of the year, mm-hmm. Much of the contest.
3 week head start.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You're like, well, you gave it to me first. The only thing I ever said about you, David Hochberg, because you were in last place for a while, I made fun of you mm-hmm. because you didn't know the contest had started.
Right.
It was like a polite jab mm-hmm. at Hochberg that he wasn't paying attention to the numerous emails and reminders we had gotten at the station.
Okay, look at the distribution list of that. I am not included
okay.
in any of those
okay.
internal.
Suffice to say that's a little poke, right?
Little poke.
That was war.
It's been shock and awe for 3 weeks. My dad is beside himself.
He'll
Chief Hansen.
He'll get over it.
He does not like you, David.
That's okay. Get
and here's the thing is, I love you. And
I thought it was. Here we go with the Jewish guilt. He's not even Jewish.
Well, no. So you finished in first place. But I got some breaking news.
Yes. Go ahead.
I've done some research
okay.
into some of your donors.
Uh-huh.
Fine.
It's all public.
Uh-huh. It's all public.
Oh, he's
talk to your synagogue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Apparently, several of the families of the synagogue thought they were sponsoring Kiddush.
Yes.
And nope, it went to the Ducks instead.
Don't worry about it.
Taken away.
It's still good charity. It's Sedakah. Sedakah. It's charity.
Was tracking some names that I was Googling these names of people that donated to you
yep.
to just kind of blank LLCs that all have connections to the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund.
Wow. Very good people.
So, again.
Yes. Sure.
They do good work for charity.
There's a random oligarch named Dmitry Volkovsky who donated as well.
Very sensitive guy.
Right.
He loves ducks.
No address on that. No phone number. Just a note that says for our continued friendship. That's no good.
We're very tight.
Perhaps the one that hurts me the most of all, I was chatting with Iridian Fierro, a mm-hmm. producer that I have that you've stolen a couple times,
mm-hmm.
who's on the mend. She's going to join the show today. She's going to call in. I'm excited on Let's Get Legal.
Uh-huh.
She said the day after her operation, she was coming out of a fog.
Uh-huh.
And in that fog, there was David Hochberg in her hospital room
yep.
shaking
true.
Down her and her family for a quack pack for the Special Olympics. She was on so many drugs from her operation.
Uh-huh.
That she was confused.
Yes.
She handed over her credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Quack pack, gone.
And it was processed quickly.
And
yeah.
and those are just four of the things that I've looked into, Hochberg.
That's fine.
She even took out a HELOC for it.
She, but she doesn't even own a home,
it's
Dana.
Fantastic.
So,
yeah.
So
yeah.
this is what, so look, you won. Great. I'm not going to say fair and square, but you won. But I would rather mm-hmm. be down by where I was.
Yeah.
John Williams, Lou Manfredini. We were 4, 5, and 6.
There we go.
And do it the right way, then do it the way you did. Oligarchs, the Saudi wealth fund,
mm-hmm.
my poor producer Iridian, and people in your own religion, your faith, thinking mm-hmm. that they were donating to something else and they were donating to you.
Yeah. Still one. Art of War, Navy, when you get shot at.
Shoot back.
Shoot back.
Don't miss.
Don't miss and unload, right? When you get shot at, the return salvo is 100 times harsher than the first shot inbound. So the people that shot at you, remember maybe not to do that again.
Let them have it.
Okay.
But don't drag me in. Don't drag me into
diamonds?
This.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think about the blood. Yeah. That'll be some other things I'll have to look into.
David, you do sound a little quackers.
No, congratulations.
I'll tell you what hurt the most.
What's that?
You duck blocked me with Leahy.
You duck blocked me. I mean, in fairness, I did not play straight the first week. I went to all of our shared sponsors, yes. Most of the ones I stole from you
yes.
at some point, and asked them first to donate to my team before yeah. your team. So, uh-huh. in fairness, I deserved a slap back on that one, for sure.
Yes. And you got it.
I got it. Okay. I got it pretty good.
Okay, you got it.
I got it.
All right,
the lesson is learned for next year.
Yeah.
Certainly.
He came in, he started, I think on the air, I'm like, Hanson, it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Yeah.
And I sent out the bat signal asking all of our experts on the show who donated, and everybody yeah. did, for a little assistance, went on social media, and we had 900 ducks in one day.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I will just say around Christmas time or the holiday season again, we do the naughty or nice list.
Yeah.
I think that'll pan out to be exactly what it was last year
okay.
on which hosts are naughty or which are nice. And nice guys finish last, unfortunately.
How many shows do you have here? How many hours on the week are you on the radio? How many hours of the week?
6 to 8, but then I fill in a bunch as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how many hours do I have here?
You're on 3, and mm-hmm. they're the longest 3. It feels like 6 to 8, but...
You're telling
it's
me.
It's just 3, yeah. everybody. Yeah. It's amazing that it's only 3. But yeah, you know, yeah, you're right. The ratio. But then in fairness, then, mm-hmm. you and I didn't do so bad compared to some of these hosts that are on 4 hours a day for five days a week, right?
Yeah,
the Saturday crew, I mean, me, you, and Lou, you add up our totals hours on air. We did pretty good.
Yeah, we crushed it.
Against the weekday folks, I will say.
If you would like to partner next year. I would be open to that.
We'll still lose to Wendy Snyder if she's on next year.
I doubt that. I would take her and Jimmy out. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. No, we'll do it individual again next
year.
Okay, that's right. I got to change stratagem a bit.
Stratagem?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's the noun of, yeah. It's
yeah, in, look it up.
Yeah. And
he went to U of I.
I know.
Yeah, I put exactly. my money on yeah. John.
He worked in Congress, too, if he hasn't reminded yeah. you. Okay.
Anyways, I love you, buddy. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Please tell your dad to stop sharpening the axe.
Well, are we done? Can we bury the...
No, we're fine.
All right, we're good.
Until next year. When you shoot at me, I come back at you. I did not take the first shot.
You did not.
Okay. Yeah. That's it. So shake hands. I'll hug you off air.
Maybe.
Because we have cameras in here. It'd be a little inappropriate. and I'm a hugger. We wish you well next year. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
All right. The black and the Hawk signed Kane. Didn't know if you knew that.
Know that. Yes, okay. yes. And it's going to be great.
All right.
October 6th. Bye.
Love you, buddy. Bye-bye. 312-981. That's John Hanson. Let's Get Legal. Coming up, last place finisher in the duck contest. D, you have a question about seller financing.
Hi, David. I love your show, and thank you for being funny and trustworthy, too.
Thank you.
Trustworthy. I appreciate that. I inherited a couple of little rental houses, and I really don't like being a landlord. One of my renters, trustworthy, dependable, responsible people, would like to purchase their house.
Okay.
But for tax reasons, I can't really afford to sell it right out. So I was wondering what you thought about seller financing. My CPA and my finance guy both have data but no opinion, and what I need is an opinion, and I know you'll have one.
So how much is the house worth?
Probably not more than 300, probably in the high 200s.
And you're willing, you own the house free and clear?
Yes. No, I don't have a mortgage on it.
How much of a mortgage do you have on it?
$70,000.
All right, so you're going to sell them the house for $300. You're going to pay off your $700, right? You're going to pay off your $70. Well, you're not even going to pay off your $70 because you're going to do seller financing. You're going to have the mortgage on it. I would check with your tax. Tim, does this make sense? Not selling a house for some reason for tax purposes? She's got $230,000 worth of equity, closing cost. Probably another $10,000 in closing costs, so she'd walk away with $220 instead of doing seller financing, which is a higher risk because then you're at the risk of that person not paying you a mortgage payment, and then you have to foreclose and all this mishigas.
I would at least get a CPA involved, and then I would unload it.
Yeah.
I do. My CPA says it's going to push me into a tax bracket that I don't want to be in.
Well, why do you want to sell it? Why don't you just own it? I mean, I'd rather own it as a landlord instead of own it as a mortgage company, personally. Right. That's just me.
Agreed.
That's the plan. When my husband passed away, to hang on to the houses until my kids inherit them. And he did a great deal of improvement on them. So the capital gains is in the market. They're still, the market there is still strong. So my kids won't have the same tax burden that I would. I really don't like being a landlord. I don't like it.
Well, okay. If you don't like being a landlord, how are you going to feel being a mortgage holder?
I don't have to worry about dirty roofs and taxes and all that stuff. So,
I guess so. Okay, so they're going to, you're still going to have the mortgage on the house. Are they going to give you $70,000 to pay off the mortgage?
That hasn't been worked out yet. I'm running it by my finance person and you before I make any kind of move whatsoever.
Yeah, I think I would defer it to your finance person and I would defer it to your CPA. But being a bank has got its own set of problems, and I would check with a real estate attorney as well. Is it here in Illinois or is it in a different state?
Yeah. It's in DuPage County.
All right, I would check with David Schluter about being your own bank because you've got rules there because you're turning into a lender, right, Tim?
Absolutely.
So you've got a lot of moving pieces here. Me personally, I'd wait until you're in a lower tax bracket and sell it when you're in a lower tax bracket, personally, instead of being a bank. Right. And talk with your listen. You got a lot of spinning plates and fiery balls going on here. And I'm good with the spinning plates, but the fiery balls I'm not so good at because they're fiery. So I would defer it. But personally, if I had the two options, I would hold it as a rental and I would then wait until you're in a lower tax bracket and sell it. That's just me personally. I am not a CPA. I am not a certified financial planner. I don't know your overall financial picture, but based upon what you're giving me, that's what I would recommend.
That's why I called. Thank you so much for your help.
No, you're awesome. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. We're going to take a quick break. Knock out John and Mike before we go around with the nugget of knowledge on the way out the door. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Amy?
Yeah.
I'm not touching your last name because there's a bet and over under that I'll screw up your last name. Ferrera.
Ferrari.
Ferrera.
Furball.
Ferrera.
Flapjack.
Fight Club.
Fructose.
Farfalle.
Ferrerel.
Holy flipping flap.
Ferrerel.
You got it right. I didn't know this was an English class today, which if it is, I'll get another D.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Your family was quite upset with me when you first came on.
Yeah, they all heard. They all heard you butchering it. Butchering.
But I've got it, Ferrerel.
You got it.
Right. Charlie Romeliotis. It took me 6 months, and he works here. 312-981-7200. John, we got a minute. We got 1 minute for you, 1 minute for Mike. Then we got to go around and get out of here. How can we help?
Okay, I have two questions. What is the value of home equity? I owe no money. My house is paid for. I got maybe a couple hundred grand. Is there any value for me getting home equity?
Yes. Number one, it protects people from coming in and trying to steal your title because they'll see that you own the house free and clear. If they see a mortgage, a HELOC on it, you're less susceptible to scumbag attorneys trying to place lawsuits against you and scumbag people trying to steal your title. That's number one. And number two, the biggest benefit, it's there for when you have an emergency, like my young man who lost his retired from his job, was on a pension, couldn't find another job, went into foreclosure, loaded up his credit card with $60,000. If he had a HELOC, if you had the same situation and he had a HELOC, he wouldn't have been in foreclosure, screwed up his credit, and be in $60,000 worth of debt. Just there as an emergency shoot. That's it.
Okay. One more question.
Quick.
Is online banking, is that trustworthy at all or what?
Depends on the bank that you're online banking with. So, yes, and be careful.
They have online checking that pays 4% interest. Is that I don't know what a good company is.
John, I would do your research.
Due diligence.
Do your due diligence. Check out the ratings. There's a Better Business Bureau. There's online rating services. And if it sounds too good to be true, it typically is. And if you're asking me if you should trust it, you probably shouldn't. Right? If you've got any type of concern about it, don't do it. Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Mike, last caller into the show. Reverse mortgage question. Go.
Hey, thank you, David. Next door neighbor passed away. We want to buy her lot, her property, and tear it down. What is the strategy? She had a reverse mortgage on it. What is the strategy to buy that property?
Call the person that the property was left to, right? There's a trust, there's an estate, or it's got to go through probate. So whoever is the contact person for that lady, for your neighbor's property, may her memory be a blessing, who passed away, you contact them, then call me, and we'll take a look at getting financing of the property.
But if that property is on a reverse mortgage,
doesn't matter.
They don't necessarily own it. It still has to go through probate.
Not necessarily, Mike. If somebody was left the house in a deed or a trust or a will, I'm sorry, in a will or a trust, if this lady passed away and left the house to Tim, Tim's got the right to sell that house to you. The reverse mortgage gets paid off. You own the house. It's that simple.
I see.
If the lady did not leave the house to somebody like Tim or a family member, then that house has to go, they have to find family members. The house has to go through probate. Then you could buy it from them after it goes through probate. Make sense?
Perfect. All right. Thank you.
All right. But the reverse mortgage has got nothing to do with it. It's a mortgage, like any other mortgage, that gets paid off after you buy the house. Okay, bud?
Okay.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Amy, you got 1 minute. Nugget of knowledge, my friend. Take it away.
So I just want people to remember that there's a lot of different products out there besides stair lifts and elevators that, you know, like grab bars from Catherine earlier in the show, that can be helpful to you with your accessibility needs. And if you reach out to us, we will come out and we can help educate you to figure out the best plan of action for your specific accessibility needs and wants.
Phone number, website.
630-616-6249. And our website is allaboutaccess.com.
Mike Houston, Lindholm Roofing, nugget of knowledge, buddy.
Anything you want us to come out and take a look at, gutters, siding, roofing, please give us a call. We've just had a lot of nasty storms come through. You don't know what damage may or may not have been having occurred on your roof. Please give us a call at 773-283-7675 or info@lindholmroofing.com.
Tim Stearns, TJ Stearns, financial advisor, planner, expert, nugget of knowledge, buddy.
Well, with the government numbers coming out that weren't so great and what we talked about today with stagflation looking down, make sure you know what's in your portfolio. And if you don't, give us a call at 1-800-640-2256 and we'll do an x-ray.
Get in defensive position because exactly. You're going to need to be in a defensive mode. Agreed. Coming up. You got to. I'm just telling you, the people online, the experts that I follow and read and listen to, all of them are flashing warning signs, which is scary as hell.
Exactly.
Phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you for financial advice or benefits for their small, medium, large-sized companies.
1-800-640-2256.
I'm David Hochberg. I think what we learned from the show is there's not one size fits all for everybody's challenge, right? We're kind of like the Baskin-Robbins of home improvement, home advice, home education show, right? It's tough. We need more information, like the lady who wanted to own the house or be the bank, or is it $40,000 enough to should they be paying $40,000 for 1,700 square foot? Or Amy, the barometric pressure people,
bariatric,
it helps move extremely larger listeners from to transfer, especially in hospitals. This is what we learned. The lady with Tim who had 70-80% of her portfolio in Apple stocks.
Yeah, 90.
90, and had no idea she had it in Apple stocks because she thought she was diversified. That is what we do. That is why we come here every Saturday. We are here to help you, and we enjoy you listening to the show, and we appreciate the support. And for everybody that bought a duck, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. It went to a good cause. I bust John's chops. But in all good fun, we raised a ton of money here at WGN. That's what it's all about. 10,487 ducks. All of the hosts raised $53,650, which is all that matters. It's all in good fun. And stay tuned for Let's Get Legal with John Hanson. It's a great show, and he's a pretty decent guy. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next Saturday.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Amy Ferrarell from Access, Certified Financial Planner Tim Stearns, and Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.